Welcome to Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. I'm Chris Roberts. Chapter 6 is about diversity. And you may be thinking to yourself, here I am listening to a textbook author, a middle-aged white guy from Alabama, talking about diversity. I understand. Still, I do my best to explain myself throughout this chapter, and I again remind you of what Atticus Finch taught us in To Kill a Mockingbird.
You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Till you climb inside of his skin, walk around in it.
I try to do that, and we all should. And this is especially true for people who work in media. This chapter is the final one related to the third question, who wins, who loses. It's devoted to thinking about the loyalties we have to people who may or may not be like us, and the ethical requirements we have to respect our audiences and reflect our audiences in the work we do. This chapter offers many reasons why diversity matters. We jump into multiple theories of how media influence the way we see ourselves in society and how we perceive people in groups who are like us and not like us. This chapter also talks about how word choices matter. Something as simple as saying fireman instead of firefighter can influence how we think about who should do a job. We know that much of what media do is to simplify things, because we don't have the time or money or space or the audience's attention span to always show the full nuance of every topic or person we communicate about. So take a look at the differences between stereotypes and archetypes and learn the difference. And finally, take a look at the practical ways we suggest all of us can do better as we think about how we depict our diverse world. Some of these ideas may be no duh, but I hope they're helpful as you navigate your life and career. As we wrote on the last page of the chapter, to be effective and ethical communicators, we have the obligation to understand the world around us, carefully craft messages that reflect it in our work, and work to respect others who may not be similar to us in different ways. Best of luck on your journey.